93.9 WKYS, number one for hip-hop and R&B in the DMV. Britt is here. She's got to look in the news. Britt, what's going on?
Well, Russ, the CDC reports that the United States' first diagnosed Ebola patient flew through Dulles International Airport. Health officials say the man did not have symptoms at the time, so no one on his flight to Texas is in danger of becoming an Ebola victim. In Fairfax County, a six-year-old child suffered life-threatening injuries when he was struck by a FedEx truck. The crash was reported just after 5 p.m. yesterday in 9300 block of Mount Vernon Circle. The cause of the crash has not yet been released. D.C. police are releasing the identity of a boy who was shot and killed on accident inside a Northeast apartment. 13-year-old Tyron Caldwell was playing with a gun Tuesday night when the weapon was fired by mistake by his 14-year-old friend. Whoever brought the gun to the apartment may face charges. Omar Gonzalez is pleading not guilty in connection with a recent White House security breach. He has also been ordered to undergo a mental competency exam against the wishes of his attorneys. The American Civil Liberties Union is expressing concern about the use of body cameras by D.C. police. They're used to record police stops to provide an unbiased view of police actions, but the concerns are is who can access the recordings and how long the footage will be stored. And some crazy news, a New York supermarket employee has been accused of having a lot of meat in his pants, and I'm not trying to make a dirty joke. Gregory Rodriguez tried to leave the store with $1,200 worth of meat hidden inside his trousers. He is charged with fourth-degree grand larceny. I'm Britt, and that's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.